Well, heaven knows the media loves a headline, and I guess I should plead guilty to that as well. But a lot of the headlines have been pretty hyperbolic over the past few days. But if they get your holiday shopping done early, you got to start now. There's going to be empty shelves. It's Shopper Armageddon. Well, one of the cooler heads is prevailing, and it's our good friend Susan Tompor, who writes about all things consumer and financial for the Detroit Free Press, and she joins us live to calm us down a bit, and I think that's a good thing. Hi, Susan.
Good morning, Guy. Yes, it is going to be an interesting holiday, but maybe we all can use a little problem-solving skills and critical thinking and get in the game this year. You know, it might need a little bit more wits about you, but you certainly don't need to panic. You definitely don't need to panic. I did two pieces on this. One is running today in print, and another will be Sunday, where I actually talked to some of these business owners who have some of these supplies at the ports, you know, that they're not being able to get. But they still have plenty of other supplies. And I think plenty of other goods that they're going to be able to sell to people. I think the key thing is, you know, you're going to want to shop a little bit earlier. If you're going to want to buy a Christmas tree, you might want to do that a little bit earlier rather than later. Some of this is hype, and, you know, whether you're going to be able to get a discount late in the season, there may be a little bit of a gamble on that. If you want to take that gamble, there's really no risk if you don't get a 50% off sweater. I would call that a low-risk proposition if you want to wait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's sweaters everywhere. But you can wait and see. We've all learned to wait, but as we've learned perhaps with the back-to-school season, the supplies are not as readily available at the end of the season as they are at the beginning. So, you know, that's one thing to do. I saw somebody on social media suggest local artists are not having their product shipped in. So you may want to think a little bit creatively that way. You know, maybe this is the year to give something from a craft fair or, you know, one of these arts fairs, you know, or something locally
mm-hmm.
made. The smaller stores still have plenty of stuff. You know, you go out there and there's a lot of stuff. It's seasonal stuff that's often empty shelves. I mean, if you're looking for Halloween now on October 21st, it's going to be a little bit tougher because of this seasonality. I mean, the shipping crisis is really out there. It is legitimate, you know, in terms of some of these things getting out there. But in terms of holiday shopping, I just wouldn't panic. It's not healthy, right?
Well, when you say don't panic, an old friend of yours and mine, Mickey Maynard, put a piece in the Washington Post where she basically said, "Hey, consumers, you know, quit taking it out on your server and shop owners and late arriving delivery people. Do yourself a favor. Lower your expectations." She got a lot of blowback for that. Consumers feel like they've already adjusted their expectations a lot through this, and they were pretty feisty about that in terms of some of their comments. Is it really, though, that for our own sanity, maybe just be a little bit more flexible? Instead of looking for a very specific product, try to find a range of products within that venue that will satisfy your needs.
Yes, exactly. I think that's the whole thing. You know, some things you cannot be flexible about, and I wrote about that in my piece today. Many years ago, my son was 8 years old and wanted a Wii, and you could not get one of those consoles. It was impossible. And our way of handling that was somewhat, you know, there's no substitution there, absolutely no substitution. But what we ended up doing was we bought him a Wii game. Well, we didn't. But Santa did it. Okay, I made a mistake there. Santa brought a Wii game and said the parents are going to have to handle this later. And he ended up, you know, setting a Wii fund, and we started doing a little bit there. And I think by his birthday, there ended up some little bit of headway. We still had to get out. I think my husband still went out there at 4 in the morning in February looking for that game console. But that's the point. If there's something you can't substitute, think of a way to give it creatively. Think of a way to make it happen, you know, without making somebody feel bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to be a little bit creative. And, yes, have a range of things. One of the things I suggested was perhaps if you want to give away an heirloom ornament, you know, with some cash or a gift card, that's a way to do it. Somebody said, you know, giving away some heirloom albums. You know, albums are hot right now, the vinyl. That's certainly a lovely gift if you've got that in your collection and you want to do that, and plus, you know, maybe a gift card for some concert tickets. I mean, there's all sorts of things. I think the one thing that is really important to understand is we're coming out of, you know, what's been a war. It's been a war on COVID. It's been a war on the virus. Things don't switch back automatically easily. I remember interviewing Jerry Anderson at DTE in March of 2020. He said it's going to be very hard to, you know, reset the economy. That's what we're doing here. And I don't know, the holidays are still the holidays. And I think what's even better is, you know, a lot of people feel more optimistic this year. They do want to see their families. They do want to have a little bit more social activity. So why spoil it for yourself? Protect yourself. Try to have a positive attitude. Try to be creative. Everybody is creative. Sometimes we suppress that creativity. But, you know, why make yourself miserable? This may be a better holiday than it was last year. And, you know, if you can't get the right ribbon, you can't get the right stuff, you know, stock up a little early. I bought some stuff at the dollar store when it came to wrapping paper. I saw it. I picked some up. You know, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to stock wrapping paper. I still use stuff I got from last year when it comes to wrapping paper.
Right.
I'm a recycler. So.
Well, we invite our listeners to check out your column today because it really has some good skills, skills that you can use to both keep yourself sane but also make sure that you get a good deal and you get what you want for the people that you care about. Susan, have a great morning, and thanks for calming us down.
Okay, Guy. You be well. Thank you.
Susan Topor, doing such a great job as she does, making sense of things in our markets.